This is The Takeaway. I'm Femi Oke.
And I'm Catherine Lanford. The World Bank said today that it is raising its forecast for China's economic growth this year to 7.2%. Someone's stimulus plan is working, Femi.
Right.
We're going to go now to Beijing and the BBC's Michael Bristow. All right, Michael, what is China? What do they know that we don't right now?
Well, they obviously know something, correct? As you said there, their economy, as the World Bank says, looks to expand by more than 7% this year. And that's got to be borne in mind that the world economy, that's excluding China, will probably shrink this year by about 3%. So everyone else is doing badly, China's doing well. And that's basically because of that stimulus package that you talked about. And this is what the World Bank says. They've spent about $600 billion, and this is on infrastructure projects. They announced it last year. They've rolled out the money very quickly, and they're spending it across the country. A second thing they're doing is that they're telling banks, their own state-owned banks, to lend more money. So in the first 5 months of the year, that's exactly what they've been doing. Millions and millions of dollars have just been lending it out to businesses in the hope that they will then expand, create jobs, and add a bit more boom to the economy. So that's essentially what's been happening.
What trust can we put in those self-reported numbers?
Well, I mean, this is a question that's often asked about figures which come out of China, and sometimes things are a little hazy. I mean, for example, unemployment figures. It's very difficult to pin the Chinese government down to about exactly how many people are unemployed. But the World Bank seems very confident about this, these figures, and I've spoken myself to other independent economists, and I said, look, how can you trust these figures? Yes, we trust them. And also, the World Bank's figures seem to be generally in line with what other independent economists seem to be saying about growth in China this year. So I don't think there's any real question about trusting these figures. I just think that the Chinese economy in the first place wasn't really hit as hard as other economies. They didn't get involved in loaning money out to people who couldn't pay it back and getting involved in all kinds of derivatives. So they weren't really affected as much as other countries such as the US and in Europe as much as they were. And so therefore the economic crisis hasn't hit them as hard, even though exports are still down.
All right. So their economy expands. The rest of the world shrinks. Remember, at one point, China unsettled a lot of people by saying that they wanted an alternative global currency to the dollar. So I'm wondering, how does their relatively robust economy affect that particular campaign?
Well, of course, if they've got money to spend, if their economy is doing well, then they'll be looking at ways to enhance their role in the world economy. They said that a few weeks ago when all the world's economic leaders, world's leaders, met in London to discuss the economic crisis. They said the IMF, for example, should be reformed. China should have more voting rights, more power, more say, just to reflect its economic clout. And already it's doing other things. For example, in Southeast Asia, it's loaning Southeast Asian countries renminbi, that's the currency here in China, so that they can trade in the renminbi, so it's already bypassing the dollar in certain instances, so that it can trade with its near neighbours. So I think what you're seeing is China has come out well from this economic crisis. It's going to grow this year. It's going to grow by even more, the World Bank says, next year, and it's using its relative strength to other economies to really push itself onto the global stage and say, if you want to do business with us, you've got to take our opinions into consideration.
All right. BBC's Michael Bristow, thank you so much for that wrap-up.